This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3.
Like that one day going into work last week. And basically went through a couple whiteouts on Lincoln Way.
That I can believe the way the weather can be.
MI3 Network.
Driving down Barber Street, and there was a lot of blackbirds there all over the place. It was like, wow, what are they doing there? I think they were interested in a trash can that was open.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
So I've seen these blackbirds other places where trash cans are open, so I think they're trying to get some supper. A little bit hard. I guess not turning on 31. It was a little bit hard going from Barbie to 31 because it's a slight hill and my tire spun a little bit. It's slick out here.
Yeah, it just seems like right there, that little hill there, Barbie 31, is just, yeah, they don't salt it like they should, it seems like.
Yeah, the car spun for about 10 seconds, and then all of a sudden the car just took off then. But yeah, that's, you know, going down here would be bad, but I was hoping that the light might change because I figured that would happen, but it changed, so I got stuck for a few seconds.
Yeah, alrighty.
In a Walmart truck here turning onto Ireland Road, and he did it kind of slow. It was a female driving it, or a guy with long hair. Well, I think it was a female, but he's driving real cautious, and you know, he doesn't want that truck to slide and get damage or something.
Yeah, definitely.
I was listening to a podcast of my classmate, the one I told you about that came up missing, and they found their bodies years later, and see if there's any updates, not much.
No, okay.
It's odd because it's been like 40-some years later, and they still don't know who killed them.
Yeah, that is crazy.
They said that the file for them, it is the biggest file they've ever had. They got, you know, more paperwork and all sorts of things, and it's the biggest file that they have. It's like, you know, it's to a point now, really, they're not gonna, they probably won't ever find anything from them, so they just classify it as cold case unless something comes in. And I'm sure, like, my classmate and his girlfriend, a lot of their family, their parents are probably dead, and some of their family members are probably dead too, you know, so who knows, even the murderer, he might be dead too.
Yeah, that is possible.
40-some years later, yeah, you know, if they were in their 34s when it happened, they were either 8 or 90 or probably dead.
True.
Like how many World War II veterans are all around? They're probably very old, 90s or 100, you know, because most of them are dead too now.
Right, right.
What you could do today?
You gotta meet some friends, and then later on today, this afternoon, and then go over to AC's and then and come back home.
Oh, okay. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I'll probably watch World War II movies on the Fire Stick, probably. I just watched one yesterday about World War II.
Now, alrighty.
Underneath the bridge between 31 and Kern Road.
All righty. Yeah, you're getting there.
What was that?
I'm just saying you're getting there.
city side of 31 doesn't look too good.
Does that surprise you?
Not really. Brown looks a little bit better. You basically got two tire tracks both ways, but southbound looks a little bit more slippery. 145 though.
Alrighty.
Sun's trying to come up.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, the weatherman on channel 16, he said that the snow can melt whenever it gets 25 degrees or a little bit less because if the sun comes up, it's a little freezing.
Right.
Okay, getting close to the bridge here where it turns 55, it's a little bit more snowy over here. You know, this is not a well-traveled road.
Yeah, not like it used to be.
Yep. Going underneath the two bridges.
Alrighty.
Got about 47, 48 to 50 somewhere in there. So, it's one of those things you just have to be careful.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, well, at least the roads aren't too bad, though. That's a good thing.
They're drivable. I never hit 55, but I'm going between 45 and 50, though. Afraid to go too fast, like might slide off.
Yeah, right.
That big brick mansion would be kind of nice to live out here, since there's not much traffic, and this is was. I don't know if it still is or not, but it's considered a main highway, even though it's not even used.
Yeah, it'd be nice, but, you know, yeah, but that's probably prime living out there, too.
Being a set of tire tracks both ways.
Alrighty.
Seems like the more south I go, it's a teeny bit worse, not a whole lot worse than in South Bend, but just a little bit. I'm driving where the car tracks are, and they're a little bit to the left where the yellow line is at, up where the center lane's at, so it varies from side to side.
Yeah, alrighty.
Just getting ready to go by Hoosier.
Yeah, you're getting there.
Now, at the next light, that sure goes down to 45, so that's not too far from Hoosier. Looks like about a mile.
That's right.
On the side of the road, there's not the steeple of the church, and you're ready to go in the hole here. But yeah, it seems a teeny bit worse. But I honestly don't think that the county has plowed this yet, and they're probably not going to because it's such a light snow.
Yeah, it's possible. Who knows though?
Yep. All right, I'm getting out of the hole now, so that means I'm really close. So I'll let you go. And and catch you on the way out if you're around. So, have a good one. NNYO 9.
CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3.
KFA, ENF.
CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network.
Oh, this is W8MEL.
CMN Network.
KFA, ENF.
Oh, this is W8MEL.
This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3.
NNYOU.
This is W8MEL, Whiskey 8, Mike Echo Lima.
Mayo VHF, disconnected. Flint 19, disconnected. MI3 Network. CMN Network,